Yeah. Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, cat shows are very, very different than dog shows, you know.
Well, I've never gone to a dog show. I wouldn't know what to expect.
Well, you know the dogs, they run them around a little bit and that sort of stuff. Well, cats don't do that.
Well, no, I think the cats probably have the humans run around because ultimately they're in charge. And I think you do realize that.
Yeah, the cats just sit there or lay there and, you know, very decorative. You know, the judges pick them up and hold them in different directions so you can see them and they hold flick a feather or something around them to see how responsive they are and stuff like that. But they don't, you know, trot them around or ring or anything like that. I mean, that would just be too demeaning for a cat.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, it's big business now. All these, the cat culture here, it's quite interesting.
Well, it seems that people having cats as pets has ceased in recent years. So that's kind of interesting. But, and cat cafes, more cat cafes. I think there's actually three of them in Vancouver now. I've only been to the one downtown in Chinatown.
B6M TV, 87BC. Oh, I wasn't even aware of that. I knew there were some in Asia. I've seen videos of that. I think one in Hong Kong I saw a video on. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense that it would transfer over here, especially if there's a cat culture in Hong Kong. Quite interesting.
Well, there's cat cafes everywhere now, in Europe and all over North America. I think they started in the early 1990s, I think. I don't know if the first one was in Taiwan or in Korea. I think maybe it might have been in Taiwan. I'm not sure, but it was in the early 1990s, I think. There's two in Calgary, and I think there's three in Montreal. But, of course, the ones here, you know, they all, like in Vancouver, they have a separate room for the cats, whereas some in Europe, I think, and in Asia, it's all combined, like the cafe area and the cats, it's all one area.
Oh, I bet you the only reason it's separated is there's some health department bylaw or regulation that in overregulated BC.
Well, that's pretty well anywhere in Canada. It's like that. In Calgary, it's like that. Although, now, I haven't been to the ones in Montreal, but I heard that those are not like that. I think that it's the cats can come into the cafe area, so it's not a separate room where the cats are. That's what I heard, and I don't know for sure about that. But I know the ones in Vancouver and Calgary, it's definitely like that due to health regulations. But the one in Vancouver downtown in Chinatown, there's a building, a sort of newish building. I forget what street it's on, a newish tall building. And it's on the second floor. That was a few years ago I went there, so I'm assuming it's still there.
Yeah, I can't imagine what the health issue is. Like, I have no clue where they came up with something like that. I'm just sort of thinking through my mind here, and they wouldn't have any rodents. It would be a lot of benefits, unless the cat's biting people. That would be the only drawback, and that's not going to occur very often. So, yeah, I can't imagine what the health or health department had there. Makes no sense.
Well, you know, I very rarely get sick, you know, cold or flu or anything. And I'm wondering if it's because Rosie is keeping my immune system healthy.
I kind of doubt it, but, you know, I guess anything's possible. I just covered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cat cafes in Vancouver City itself. That's crazy.
Wow, I didn't know that. I thought there was only 3. I think that when there was some famous singer, I think she's from England, came a couple of years ago, and she visited one of the cat cafes.
Well, you guys are certainly a subculture, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, I'm going to sign off, and I'm going to look up that free DB, and then just on my phone, but then when I get home, I'll look into it a bit more, maybe.
Okay, I sent you a bunch of stuff via signal, a bunch of links to remind you of stuff we talked about. Okay, Murray, thanks for the chat. Have a good coffee there. B6, Mike Tango in Calgary, VA7 BC, Vancouver.
Okay, thanks for the messages. And yeah, I keep trying to convince the owner of this cafe to turn it into a cat cafe, but it's not working. Anyway, thanks for the call. We'll talk with you later. V6 Mike Tango.
VA7 BC.